The Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they saw him, they worshiped, but they also doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of time." The Gospel of the Lord. As I was preparing for Mass this morning, I try not to use my phone to keep myself in prayer mode, getting ready to worship. But I noticed there was a series of text messages from members of my family alerting us that a tree had fallen on my niece's home in Mount Airy. And so I asked for your prayers. Her cars are both destroyed, and she, front of her home has been damaged, but she and her husband are okay. So God is good. God is good. So I'm not sure what you've come to do today, but I've come to praise the Lord. I've come to thank the Lord. You see, some folks might have gotten up this morning and saw the rain come down and said, "I'm not going to go to church, or I don't feel so good." Or maybe you came in and did not see the choir box full, and you said, "Well, maybe I won't stay at Mass today." But I've come to give God praise, because God has been good to me and deserves the praise and the thanks and the glory and the honor just because God is God. And so, no matter who's here this morning, no matter who is singing this morning, I give God the praise today. And all the thanks. Loving God, thank you for your grace and mercy, for the way you show kindness to us. Thank you for another day. Thank you, Lord, that it could have been much worse than it was. Thank you, Lord, that I'm alive today. Thank you, Lord, I have someone to remember on this Memorial Day weekend the true meaning of this holiday, of those who gave their life in service to our country. Thank you, Lord, just because you are God. Amen.
Amen.
My first experience of a priest was my pastor from Our Lady of the Holy Souls, Father John O'Brien. Father O'Brien came to Holy Souls in 1975, and I was 6 years old. And I recall him as the first image of what a priest and a pastor should be. Long before you saw him, you would smell him, not because of his body odor, because he smoked the pipe. He had a tremendous gentleness about him and a great kindness as he moved about serving God's people for 10 years. And so priests came before, but that was the one I remembered the most through my, especially my years of elementary school and high school. Dal O'Brien now is retired. He's a Monsignor. He's fully blind and lives at the retirement house, the villa in Derby. Some of the older people, the elders of our community, may remember him because he served at St. Columba and St. Elizabeth before he came to Holy Souls. One who really gave his life, retiring at St. Raymond's, to ministry to African-American people. I share that story about Father O'Brien and my memory of him today because every time I call him or speak with him, he always says, "I'm blessed." "How you feeling today, Father?" "I'm blessed." "How you feeling? What's going on?" "I'm just blessed." And I share that today because what a beautiful way to give testimony to our God. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Maybe perhaps you might try that yourself when someone asks you how you're doing. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Sometimes we come to our God and we have a whole list of things we want God to do for us. A whole intercession list of how we want God to fix this and do this. Almost like God is some kind of a relationship that's all about you. But when you say, I'm blessed, it really points it back to what God has done for you. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Today is the Feast of the Holy Trinity. It's one of those beautiful feasts of the church where we celebrate just who God is. We say it all the time, we pray it, we live it. But sometimes the church wants us to focus on just who God is. God is far beyond our mind and thoughts. Who has known the mind of God? But God we know is one and reveals himself as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The great creator, the almighty. The one who said it, and it happened. In the beginning, Genesis chapter 1, God said, and it happened. And everything God said and it happened was good, because God is good in himself. The creator, the almighty, the one who keeps all of creation in motion. This God of creation, in the fullness of time, sends us the very life of who God is, Jesus, his son, the word made flesh. Someone said, disciples said, show us the Father. You've seen me? You've seen the Father. And the love and the mercy and the kindness that Jesus showed us throughout his ministry shows us just what God thinks of us. And he promised it and fulfilled it. I will leave and ascend, but I will send you the Spirit. That's what last week was all about. That Pentecostal grace fell upon a church. And each day, that Spirit who is Lord and giver of life sustains us. Who is God? One, to just to be praised and adored just because God has been so good to us. And God has been in our midst. Our first reading today from Deuteronomy. Those first five books of scripture called the Pentateuch, the sacred text of our Jewish brothers and sisters. Moses, the great leader, says to them, remember what God has done for you. What nation has experienced God's closeness but us? What nation, what people have been ransomed from slavery but us? What people have seen marvelous things like the Red Sea opening up but us? How many people have been fed the way God fed us with manna from the desert but us? Don't forget God's blessings. You are blessed, Moses says. You are blessed by the best, ain't got time for mess, because you are blessed by God. Blessed. And that's why our psalm today, we sang Psalm 33, blessed are the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. That's you. That's you. You are those blessed people that God has chosen. You are the elect. You are God's chosen people. And that's why we need the elders. The elders among us, the gift of gray hair, the gift of no hair. For most of us men, it's going to happen to us. There's a wisdom to that, because the elders should be the ones to remind us of our spiritual history. What do I mean by that? Spiritual history. You see, you stay close to the elders. They've been through it. They've been through it. And because they've been through it, They remind us of what God has done and will continue to do. You see, he did it before. He did it before. He can do it again. When you have a spiritual history, you don't even let the winds of the present age distract you but so much, because you remember what God has done for you. I was talking to an elder about our present political situation we find ourselves in America. She said, "Father, I'm not trying to say this is okay, because it's not. But we've been through worse, especially as a black people. We've been through worse, and we'll get through this as well." You see, when you know your spiritual history, you think about what God has done for you. You think about the simplicity of life. You see, you can get another car. You can get your insurance to fix your house. I'll give you money to get a hotel room, but do you have your life? Are you breathing? Are you okay? You see, we get caught up so much at times about the physical, material things, and then your spiritual history goes back and reminds you, we grew up in a row home and shared rooms. And we got through it. We went down to someone's house and slept on someone's floor or their couch. We got through it as family. You see, that's what it means to truly have a spiritual history and someone who knows their blessings that come from God. Today's feast day is very simple, church. We come to say thank you to God for how God has shown favor and kindness to us in so many ways. How God has brought us into life that's Trinitarian love. And God shows that. God shows that. It's when someone calls you long after the funeral's over. You know, when someone passes, everybody's in your house. They're bringing fried chicken and fried chicken and more fried chicken. You got plants and cards and resolutions. It's those few weeks and months later when the bereavement really kicks in, when someone calls you or sends you a note or gives you a hug and say, "I'm praying for you." That's Trinity. That's how God shows up. It's to that young person who's making a bad decision, going down the wrong road, and someone pulls you by the neck. Don't do that. Trust me, I tried it. It didn't work for me. Go home. It's when someone gives you encouragement, when you're going through your fears. We all got them. All kinds of fears, don't we? Some of us are afraid to take a plane across the pond and go over to Europe. But to encourage us, take your trip, enjoy yourself, and put your hands in the hands of God. It's when you're not feeling well and someone says to you, "What do you need? How can I help you? What can I do for you?" That's God. When God shows up, trust me, I know it in my own life. When someone says something or someone does something that just reminds you of where God's presence is. And what do? Look at God. Look what God has done. Look at God. Look at how God showed favor and kindness. And when you say that,
You say, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. As I celebrate 20 years plus of being a priest, I thank God for all those who've shown me what priesthood is. It's not about what assignment you have. Getting to that green grass of suburbs. The ambition that some priests have. If I can just get out to Newtown or Downingtown or Newtown Square, I made it. That's not priesthood. If I can just get a parish that has so much money, where people give me all kinds of gifts and things and send me to country clubs and places, that's not priesthood. If I could just get to be a Monsignor, that's not priesthood. It's like Father O'Brien and so many others who go about their business serving God's people and reminding them, no matter what day it is, no matter what the temperature may be, no matter how you're feeling today, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I don't know about you today, but even when the rain falls down, my sister said today, holy water, washing us clean, reminding us that we've been baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Reminding us we're called to do what Jesus commissioned his disciples to do, go out and teach all nations and baptize them with the holy water in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And know I am with you always. I want to stop when I read that today. And just pause and just thank the Lord. I am with you always until the end of time. I'm blessed. Amen.